It's Saturday, February 1st, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. This bonus episode is the first half of the live stream from Thursday with two more stories for you to enjoy. Today, state-level coordinators for cybersecurity and an Apple lawsuit about startups. This is a weekend bonus episode of The Business of Tech. Wanted to start with actually a pair that I was intrigued by. I didn't actually find time to get them into the podcast, but that doesn't mean I didn't want to talk about them because I thought they were pretty interesting. A bill is moving through Congress intended for the Department of Homeland Security to fund coordinators for each state who would be focused on cybersecurity. And I thought this was pretty interesting because this is one of those areas where if we're actually having much more local coverage of cybersecurity and much more involvement from local government by having people embedded at the state level, this really kind of spoke to me. This related to back to a story that I covered about 2 weeks ago about when the city of New Orleans initiated their emergency procedures and declared a state of emergency when a ransomware happened. By actually having local state coordinators, this would actually kind of make that process a little bit different. The state coordinators were actually had specific tasking here. They would serve as the risk advisor and coordinate efforts between the state and the Fed at this level. Of course, they'd have an awareness element of that to the resources that are available from the federal government at the state level that were needed. They'd have a training element to them, being able to make sure that they were planning for those kinds of issues that might happen. And additionally, they'd help in what they call non-federal entities. And this all really struck me as, okay, this is really interesting because besides the fact that it accesses and has a governmental resource that leverages that, those last two bits speak to me in terms of, hey, there's going to be consulting and services opportunities here to do it. I've included two different links. Was also covered over on MSSP Alert, same kind of idea. And again, they're focused on, in particular, the lead was that quote around ransomware attacks that could block access to school and medical records or cyber attacks shutting down grids and banking services. Again, I'm super interested in this because I think there's a ton of consulting opportunities. And if DHS getting involved, have state coordinators, that pushes it down at a local level in a way that I get really intrigued by. So I wanted to highlight that story. Next up, Apple lawsuit tests if an employee can plan a rival startup on the payroll. This jumped out at me because I love talking about employment laws and the way company culture matters to somebody. The story, a former chip executive started a competitive company. And he started obviously thinking about it at some level during his time at Apple. At that point, he then moved on, started a competing company engineering those kinds of chips, and off to the races. Apple is now suing, saying that you can't do that. You can't. You started it on company time. This is going to really tell us a lot about the way the law is going to be written for the way you build startups, the way that companies get created from ideas and get taken out. What's interesting to me is this is, we talk about this being a time of massive innovation. There's actually less companies being started now than in previous decades. There's a lot of data tracking on this. And so for me, this idea of like, how will this lawsuit progress to give us insight into how you can start up your own companies, that really jumped out. That was why the story was of interest to me, and obviously just didn't have time to cover it on the podcast. So I wanted to get it out here on the live stream. Thanks for listening to this bonus episode. The other two stories from the live stream will be on an episode tomorrow. Thanks for listening.